Good evening and welcome to the February 19th BOA meeting. I'd like to call to order. Scott, can you give us the establishment of quorum and the explanation of public hearings, presentation of exhibits and governing statutes?
Yes. Corey Robach. David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudill.
Here.
Public hearing procedures. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the February 19th, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case as Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C. The Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to me tonight at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to 1. Hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. If you plan to speak tonight, could you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you promise that you shall tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. Let me see. All right, let's go into the review and action of the January 15th meeting minutes. Any discussion on that? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Okay. Yes.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All right. So moving on into the public hearings, we're going to begin with 20-01V with Linda Church.
Okay. This property is located at 2594 State Highway F. Linda Church is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, which are the setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 50-foot front property line setback for state highways to allow for the placement of a two-car garage on the southwest side of the property. The applicant's requesting a 30-foot front property line setback due to the slope of the property. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is roughly 4 acres in size with 2 residents, a mobile home, a cabana, and a garage currently on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request case number 20-OV1, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a front property line setback of 30 feet for construction of a garage located at 2594 State Highway F, Branson. Two, Division I permits will be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all of other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So zoomed in, excuse me, and then I'll zoom out to show you what the property's highlighted. Zooming out, this is Bull Creek Village. Of course, the Bull Creek Bridge is here. This is where our parcel is located on F Highway. The F-160 junction, of course, is up here. Does everybody know where we're at? So I just took Beacon and drew in, and I'm estimating. Of course, I would, if she was approved, I would ask her to at least find this corner and mark on the side because she's going to be getting close to the side. But I drew in roughly this 40 by 50 building. This is the contour layers. I think I counted from right in here to the bottom is 30 feet.
I have some.
And then
it's going to be 24 by 40.
24 by 40, okay. Yeah. We can draw that in for you. Here's some pictures. I am standing about right in here on the driveway looking towards the bus.
It should all be the side of the bus where the cars are sitting.
And then I've turned and I'm looking south. This is towards Bull Creek. As you can see, it comes out and then she's leveled off some. There's quite a high bank, and I think my next picture shows that pretty good right here. So with that, I would turn it over to the applicant. 24 by 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've got some drawings I got here. Can I give them to y'all? You can look at them. Mm-hmm. These are about the garage and the property, sidelines and all that other. And these are all the other, I don't know if you need all these.
On your application, I think it had stated a 40 by 50, but...
Oh, I changed it.
Okay, so 24 by...
Yeah. Okay. And the reason for that is because later I want to put a house behind the garage, and I don't have no room for it with it that big.
Okay.
And I just want it big enough to put a couple cars downstairs and storage and a loft up above for storage. So it'll have enough stairs. So it'll be tilted, you can only use the inside of it.
No, we haven't got to the house yet. I mean, that's a separate, but there is a large septic system in behind she can talk about that John's met with her about.
I did talk to John earlier.
No.
And
not
for us.
No, it'd just be, we'd have to.
Other security.
Mm-hmm.
I did talk to John earlier. It's all grandfathered in. The permits do not expire. And so he said they have to go now by the bedrooms. But at that time, I think I had 15 or 16 cabins on the septic that I have now.
I've given him the permit.
But he said that it would have to be less now.
Now you're asking, as I understand, you're wanting 30 feet setback from your front property line from F Highway.
I'm not sure if it's 30 or 20 foot, but like the cabins are lined up here, and that's 50 foot back, and then the garage is going to be up here from them. So I'm kind of guessing 20 or 30 foot, because I didn't know exactly what to go by up there. I think it's a fence line. I don't think it's the side of the road.
No, and if they did approve that, Linda, we'd have to have you get a survey to mark, so you'd be right, whatever they give you, and then when you have that survey, then you can do that 30 foot or whatever, whatever the variance.
I've got the surveys of it. It was surveyed a couple times.
Well, they'd have to come out.
I was going to have you come out and show me.
I've looked all over. I couldn't find any pins.
Oh, they go by the telephone poles. Telephone poles at each end. Mm-hmm. Then it goes back.
So, again, do you want the front of your building, which would be the drip line of the roof, 20 foot from your property line or 30 foot from your property line?
I don't know. I don't know the measurements there for sure. It's either 20 or 30. Okay. It would be where the hillside is, up near the hillside there.
50.
And coming out.
Can we see the elevations again?
You mean to zoom out or stay?
It really flattens out, doesn't
after
it?
After about the yeah.
About where the bus is at, or the row of cars, actually.
Yeah. It's
about flat.
Yeah, it's pretty level.
Yeah, this is
and awesome. Can you measure that? Can you give us an idea from the property line to the...
It was between 20 to 30 foot. I didn't know exactly. It's
like
kind of hard to...
and all kinds of stuff right in here.
Okay.
So I was estimating because I didn't think they'd probably set
you
the
pole. You figure that's the property line.
That's my best guess.
So 30 puts it about right...
Put us from the property line to the lower side
well,
of the bus.
Well, he is. That I mean, property
as
line.
There's your 30 close. Feet.
I can't see that. Oh, I...
There's...
What's right there?
This is another 25, so that's...
So that's 55.
It's a telephone.
He's assuming that that line that's there isn't the property line because of the phone poles.
When I had the survey out there two times, it was at the telephone poles was where the line is.
And he started the, if you look, he started the measurement where the telephone pole is, the telephone line. So.
Yeah.
So going by what you're saying.
Back over here?
Yeah, right there.
The telephone pole?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. And that's right about there is 50 feet.
Your number, Scott, or something.
50.27.
Okay. If you back up to 30. So you're looking for it to be flat, probably 35 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that look about right? Flattens out at about 35 from the...
I think where it's starting is about 10 or 15 feet from the line.
24 by 40.
Where it'll start.
And the 24 width is the north-south. You looks, just looking at that map, it looks like you'd be better off with a setback of 35 foot than you would be at 30 just from the ability to build on the
side. It might be 35. It was hard for me to estimate. Because with the hills, it was hard to get a line straight there.
Yeah, and what are those intervals on your elevation?
2 feet. 2 feet. This is 826, 626, 624, 622, 620.
So they're 2 foot. So
and
you're
goes
going from the cars to the back side of the bus, 4 foot total.
That's not bad.
Flat almost for this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 foot drop. Correct.
Kansas.
He put a lot of fill in there.
Pardon me?
He put a lot of fill in back there years ago.
Yeah. Well, to me it seems like if we went 35, 40, you'll still have plenty of room before you hit that next major drop off.
That's just where the hill comes down, where it's pretty straight. That's where I want that front wall.
But the unknown here still is truly verifying your corner pin to really know for sure if that's even the right.
If she says it's at the power pole, Scott's measuring that. I bet.
Yeah, because I have a guy in
that's
here.
Pretty close. That helps. Right away is pretty close.
Yeah.
And he helped the surveyor, and he knows where the pins are. They're at the telephone poles. He helped him do the survey, and the surveyor guy.
Perfect. Okay, good.
So you want to start your corner of your building closest to the highway. You want to start it where located from the bus? Can
I go up there?
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
I see way back there.
Yeah.
Where's your, is your line here?
That's your property line.
Okay. And right here is the hillside, so I want to leave it.